Yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I wish you, Madam Chair, and the ladies and gentlemen, to be staying safe and well during these difficult times that all the world are encountering. Especially a big thanks and hi from my nation, which is Ahwazi Arab Nation, who are suffering from the hate speech and hatred, unfortunately, by the Iranian occupation regime. If we would like to talk about the hate speech hatred, the Iranian regime must accept and admit the existence of Ahwazis and not ignoring them in the media or by their cyber army that trying to make a fun of the Ahwazi Arab. Unfortunately, there is a Persian test being allocated for the inside Iran for the children from the non-Persian nations such as Ahwazi Arab, South Azerbaijani Turk, Balochistan, Kurdistan, South Turkmenistan, who are mainly speaking other than Persian, and it's been advised by the Iranian Ministry of Education. For those children who cannot pass these tests, they cannot enter the school. That's the really important for the country, such as Iranian regime, that's been signed the United Nations norms and treaties, and especially the Child Convention. So it is really important for them to avoid and discard such a test and accept the bilingual, the Arab language, the other non-Persian nations who are suffering for.